Democratic primaries is being held today in Puerto Rico. Hillary Rodham Clinton is favored, but Barack Obama still has a commanding lead in delegates and could clinch the nomination this week. Clinton says improving health care would become a top priority if she became president.
I am very committed to making health care of high quality, of equality, and of affordability.
And Clinton supporters are threatening to stretch the delegate fight into the Democratic convention in August. They're unhappy with yesterday's decision from the party's rules committee, fearing she was denied four delegates she deserved. Obama thinks both Clintons will accept Saturday's decision on seating half the delegates in Michigan and Florida.
I think they deeply believe that Democrats need to win in November. And so I trust that they're going to do the right thing.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Myanmar's military rulers are denying that they were slow to help victims of last month's cyclone. One of the generals speaking in Singapore says they broadcast warnings about the storm and moved quickly to provide relief. Specialists could be needed from outside the country, and here's Michael Casey.
In terms of running a relief operation and running technical equipment like a water purification system requires real expertise. And when you start moving into the rehabilitation stage, you need engineers, you need architects, you need people that can rebuild communities.
And Australia has quit combat operations in Iraq. That was one of the promises of Australia's new prime minister, who says his country's deployment has made it more of a target for terrorists. Some troops will remain to provide security. And hundreds of people in black t-shirts have marched in Hong Kong to mark the 19th anniversary of China's bloody crackdown. It was a silent march from a Hong Kong park to government headquarters. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
When peanuts are kettle roasted, they're extra crunchy, like Planters Kettle Roasted Peanuts. Here to explain, kettle expert Dagmar the Witch.
To make extra crunchy peanuts, you must first prepare your kettle.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
With the fat rendered from boiling children!
Dagmar, we just want to make the peanuts extra crunchy, not the...
Into the kettle, you crunchy, crunchy brat!
No children were harmed in the making of Planters Extra Crunchy Kettle Roasted Peanuts. Drop that kid, Dagmar! Planters, instinctively good.
Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues, played as wake-up music for the shuttle crew.
Good morning, Discovery, and a special good morning to you today, Ken. Welcome to your first full day in space.
Well, thanks, Shannon, and I know where that one came from. It's been a long time and some great memories since that song. Thanks, Mom.
Space Shuttle Discovery is cruising toward the International Space Station. It's scheduled to dock tomorrow. The shuttle is carrying up a huge new addition for the orbiting outpost, a Japanese science lab. Israel has freed a convicted spy and sent him to Lebanon. Here's Mark Levie.
Israel deported a Lebanese Jew who served 6 years in prison on spying charges. And in a surprise move, the Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas returned a box with what they said were body parts of Israeli soldiers killed in a war 2 years ago. Hezbollah is holding two Israeli soldiers captured at the start of the war, and Israel has seven more Lebanese in its prisons. The two sides are bitter enemies. Nothing is done for free. That's sparking predictions of a larger prisoner swap in the near future. Mark Levy, Tel Aviv.
And authorities in South Texas are looking for a man who shot three people last night after being thrown out of an illegal cockfight. Several others attending the event had guns and shot back. Police didn't find out about it until the wounded began arriving at the hospital. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
For details, Austin Infinity, located on the corner of Burnett Road and Steck. Or visit...
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, stations taking this transmission across the country, folks listening on satellite, global shortwave, the internet, or out of the mothership where I come to you from. News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of geographic Texas. It is June 1st, 2008. You know, I've never really asked for donations on my radio show for my news websites and films, though every other, you know, type organization seems to do it. The same folks that thought up the Ron Paul money bomb, who raised $6.7 million in one day, breaking all campaign finance records, and it was small donations, they decided a few weeks ago to have a money bomb for me, and I kind of got behind it about a week ago, and it did raise about $250,000. I say about because we turned the graph off at Pacific time, midnight last night, and I know more came in. It's probably more than $250,000, but as of last night, it was about $210,000. And 100% of that money, and I should say 110%, because I'm going to put a bunch of my own meager savings into it, is going to go into developing a Dish Network TV show. And then if I can do that in the next year, launching a channel, something like Democracy Now!, but that is truly conservative, not founded by the big foundations, fake establishment liberal like Democracy Now!, and, you know, not something like Fox News. And of course, it'll be low budget, but that's how Democracy Now! Started. And it'll be a lot of work, but I'd announced I was going to do something like this, and then the Money Bomb folks had the idea to try to support me. And so now I got to take that money out of our main business account and stick it in another account, because I'm going to spend 100% of that on fighting the New World Order. I'm not even going to buy the office Chinese food. I mean, that money will all go to fighting the New World Order. So very exciting. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of the listeners out there who did go in and donate. The average donation size was about $18. I did the average yesterday in the middle of the day. It was about $25. It was about $18, and thousands of people donated, and I really appreciate it. And that will go a long way towards doing what we need to do. That said, we are here to cover the news and information. I thought in this first segment, I would first tell you I'm going to take a lot of calls today, toll-free 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening on stations across the country from San Diego to Kansas City to Niagara Falls to Tampa, Florida, but if you're listening in Texas, you can call 836-0590. If you're listening in Central Texas, 836-0590 is the local number. I thought I would try to be a little bit calmer today. You know, that usually doesn't end up working. So I could talk about some about my philosophy. Because people are always asking me, what's your view on this? What's your view on that? What are you, a liberal, a conservative? And all these terms. Or, well, you're against the global carbon tax, the, quote, global warming tax. What, you're not for the environment? I mean, I want to explain just a few basics. Or, Alex, do you hate Mexicans? You know, I get emails like that. So I want to try to answer a few of those more popularly asked questions, and then I'm going to get into all the news that I have here in front of me. And here's one of them. Worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Four shots. Now, a lot of mainline listeners are going, what do you mean? It's already the law to take shots. No, it's not the law. And the mere fact of even if you're for inoculations and think they're all safe, why is the media and the government lying to you in concert? That's a serious crime. I mean, it is a crime. And so I want to go over that. But this new bill, very, very serious. Also, another report that I have here in front of me is out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm tempted to play part of this newscast because it's even hard for me to believe. And when you watch the newscast, I mean, if I just read the text of the WISH TV, it's hard to believe. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm going to just play part of it to document this is real. Now I say it's hard for me to believe. You would have heard this from me many times on this show. But if you go to the dentist any time in the 9 months that you're having a baby, and you tell the hospital now a lot of the times they just get your medical records that you've taken any painkillers, CPS will take your child. Doesn't matter if doctors prescribe it. Doesn't matter if it's okay to give that to a pregnant woman. You see, they have quotas, and they've got to kidnap kids, and the feds pay for this. And so we're going to cover that coming up. Also, the Marines, starting in 3 days, are going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, speaking of the same place, training people for martial law takeover and actually running checkpoints and stopping pedestrians. Now, I videotaped this 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 6 years ago, put it in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, 9/11, the road to tyranny. Last film I did covering this was in 2003. Kind of what I was known for was covering this. And if I wasn't going to Virginia, to D.C., and then right outside D.C. in Chantilly, right on the border there, a very wealthy area, to cover the Bilderberg Group, the true government of the planet, meeting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I haven't decided if I'm going to have Jason Burmes, great talk show host who sits in during my weekday show, come in and do next Sunday here with a Sunday show, or whether I should just run a rebroadcast with stuff you haven't heard, like my full second Willie Nelson interview or a bunch of other big interviews we've had next week. There'll either be a guest host in here, or you will hear a rebroadcast next week, because I'm going to be there. But if I wasn't there, I'd be in Indianapolis. So I want to talk about this evolution of training us to accept occupying military force. They're training the police, the public, everybody. And they also bribe the local government. We have documented this. I've interviewed two police chiefs, an emergency manager, and others. Police chief of San Antonio said they tried to bribe him. That's how they do it. $60-plus billion has been flown in on C-130s into Iraq, and the privates get on average $30,000 in cash. They're told it's illegal, tell no one. That's to compromise them. A mid-level sergeant gets about $100,000, a colonel close to $1 million or more. Brigadier generals, it's hundreds of millions. And it's just, and again, that's to bring them into black ops, get them into criminality, bring them back as a criminal force to rule over us. And it's actually mainstream news now. But I wanted to not just get into how they're training to confiscate your guns. I mean, I videotaped that and have the troops on video. Training to take your guns, America. And it's the same thing. Do I hate our military? Am I some peacenik person who hates guns and uniforms? No. But, I mean, it'd be like if I was a German in 1940 saying, do you hate the German military? No, I hate what Hitler is doing with it. Kind of like, do I hate the Russian military? If I lived in Russia in 1918, I'd say, no, I'm not against Russia's military. I am against what Vladimir Lenin is doing with them. See, it's real simple. Just like I'm not against the Mexican people. They're hardworking, wonderful, smart, neat people. But the Ford Foundation and other big money groups have spent hundreds of billions in the last 50 years for comic books, textbooks in Mexico, telling them the U.S. belongs to Mexico, the U.S. is evil. Our government pays for that. Just like it's admitted, Washington Post, that our government for 50 years radicalized the Muslims, created the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda sects to overthrow secular governments and destabilize the Middle East. They're little time bombs the globalists created and put over there. I'm against how the illegal aliens are driving down the wages and have radio stations named The Race talking about how they're going to take over and kick the gringos out. See, I've protested the Ku Klux Klan, so I'm going to protest the La Reconquistas, because it's just Hispanic Klan. Am I against white people? No. I'm against the Klan. Am I against Mexicans? No. I'm against Mexican Klan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $8.91. Hans Gold coins can be purchased for $9.17.90. 4.52.15 for half, $2.26.08 for quarter. That's $9.17.90, 4.52.15, and $2.26.08.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines are completely jammed. I want to take your calls. In fact, we'll just do that now instead of making everybody wait to the second hour like I do half the time. Then later we'll get into the big diversion, the big distraction. Looks like Barack Obama is cinching it all up. Hillary Clinton still throwing fits. Does it matter? Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, no difference in their policies. They all work for the same people. They're puppets. And so we'll talk about that later. Also, I'm going to chime in on the whole Scott McClellan thing you've been hearing about all week and tell you that it's all a big distraction itself. What McClellan has said in his book, it's hundreds of times worse. And it's not my opinion. You can go to the executive orders. You can go to the documents. You can go to the CIA assessments. Of course they knew there were no WMDs. Of course. They'd had the UN there for, what, since 91 through 2002, and they'd torn the whole place apart and destroyed everything, and the U.S. and England had sold him almost everything that was, quote, questionable, World War I, World War II-style chemicals and biologicals. And but I'm already digressing. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just unbelievable. I mean, for anybody that wants to know how they're lying to you, they are on the news again, and I saw this week headlines with the White House says Iran is with al-Qaeda, running al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now, every week I talk about this. I mean, I can't get over this. I am begging you out there who are mainline conservatives. Have you seen the government triple in size? Have you seen the gun control increase, the open borders? Okay, Bush isn't a conservative. He's a puppet. He runs nothing. The big foreign banks are basically getting all of our assets through corporate welfare. They're destroying the dollar by design to come in and buy things up cheaply. The whole left-right system is a big distraction, a smokescreen while the Fortune 500 multinationalize everything. And they write books on it and policy reports and think tank documents. All of this is public, if you'll just take some time out to research what I'm saying. But don't believe me. Just go look into this basic fact, please. Iran is a religious Shiite state. It is not Arab. It is Persian. It's where Central Asia begins. They are more Caucasian slash mix of Asian than what you have with the Arabs. It is a totally different culture. I hear them on the news all the time calling them Arabs. And let's kill those Arabs in Iran. I mean, just look. Stop being schmucks. Stop letting fake conservatives on talk radio and the news and the Pentagon with all its black op people putting out propaganda. Okay, the Pentagon works for foreign private banks. They admit they're making the U.S. a, quote, control grid for the confiscation of your wealth, your transfer of your wealth through taxes and regulations to the elite who go offshore. You understand that? Your mind's a computer. You've been given false maps, false terms. You've got to at least wake up to the fact you've been lied to. But I digress. Iran is Shiite. Their government, their ruling Islamic council is Shiite. That is arch enemies. The Shiites and the other branch of Islam are arch enemies. And the Sunnis, out of the religious system based in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia, their most radical sect is the Wahhabist. And the British, 90 years ago, the Germans, 65 years ago, the United States, 55 years ago, went in, radicalized, paid them, had them go in, kill secular governments, kill elected governments, because would they want an elected government where the people have freedom and get to have their own oil wells and make money? No. They'd go hire Wahhabis to go kill everybody, and then they'd go in and wipe everybody out, and then they'd put in an Islamic government. So, again, this is a mainline history. the crooks running our government for at least 60 years now with the British, they put them in. Overthrew Mossadegh in 53 in Iran. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Now, the New Yorker magazine 4 years ago, I reported 5 years ago, a year ago, the White House admitted what we already knew. U.S. Special Forces are all over Iran, the north, the south, the east, the west, the central area, running Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, three major Wahhabi groups. They call any Wahhabiist Mujahideen group a al-Qaeda, which was the CIA computer name for it in 79. When they officially set up that operation under Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter to get the Russians to attack. By the way, Brzezinski's already written a book about it. It's been declassified now. You go see movies with Tom Hanks, Charlie Wilson's War, total fiction, just totally made up. Paul just popped in and said he just watched that. So this is the type of issue that I, as someone who's informed, have to deal with, seeing you being conned and manipulated. So that said, Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia, where if you believe the official story, all the hijackers came from and the attacks were run from. Notice they never got invaded. They never got an attack. James Baker, former Secretary of State, he went and blocked families from suing them. They own the Carlyle Group with the Bushes and the Queen of England. Go look at who owns it. They make all the big money off the no-bid defense contracts. Hundreds of billions. Frank Carlucci. I mean, learn all these names. So the news keeps saying that Iran is with al-Qaeda, that Iran is attacking Iraq and attacking the troops, the Iraqi forces, U.S. forces, British forces, and that Iran is doing all this. Meanwhile, in reality, while they put that on the nightly news for the dumbed-down people halfway watching TV while they, you know, cook steaks on their grill at home, and they think those dirty Iranians running attacks with al-Qaeda, in real publications and White House press releases, they say, yes, number three in al-Qaeda works for us. He is running attacks. We've been attacking for 5 years. We blew up a mosque. We blew up a police station. We shot a bunch of kids getting in a school bus, trying to get Iran to attack. And Iran, since they're taking it, putting out releases going, you've blown up our mosque again. And the U.S. goes on. Now they come out on Fox, though, it's mixed propaganda, and go, yeah, we're blowing stuff up. They have, you know, generals on TV going, yeah, we blew up their mosque, huh? So the propaganda is so crazy that on one newscast, Fox News will go, yeah, we're running terror attacks in there with our people. They don't say they're al-Qaeda, though if you go read the group, it is. In another newscast, they'll say, Iran is al-Qaeda, and Iran's running al-Qaeda attacks. When Saudi Arabia and Iran, one Wahhabist, the other Shiite, have always been killing each other. And, I mean, how dumb do they think you are? And I guess some of you are, because I hear mainstream so-called conservative talk radio every day, and they're going, yeah, Iran's behind al-Qaeda. We got to nuke them. And I'm like, but our government runs al-Qaeda, admittedly, and has them attacking Iran. I mean, the propaganda is so baseline. Because they know you're tuned out of reality. I promise your calls straight ahead on the other side. Huge news as well. We've got an hour and a half left in the special Sunday edition, Infowars.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up. You're in a car wreck, your doctor prescribes you any type of painkillers that are controlled. You get dental work done. You fill out when you're going in to have your baby 6 months later that you've taken those drugs. CPS comes and takes your child. And you say, but the doctor gave me this. And they test your blood that's not in you. You're not on them. They say, sorry, your kid's gone. We're going to get about $400,000, $300,000, depending on the type of baby. That's right. Different babies go for different prices. Young, healthy, white couples are particularly targeted. See, the government's criminal now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not completely criminal, but it is filled with criminals, and they operate with almost invincible impunity. And if you're rolling your eyes, don't forget the thousands of points I can make. The Texas Youth Commission, and it's the same in every state. You can look up Florida's even worse, where they would have huge rape parties and videotape it at facilities all over the state. The Texas Rangers were told to shut up and drop it. People would come into the facilities all over and pay to go in and rape the children. The government is five times more likely in Justice Department numbers to abuse children than any other group. But I'll be going over that. So absolute enforcement of stuff that doesn't even exist, saying you got to take vaccines or they'll take your kids when there's no law. Now they're trying to pass laws. It's a nightmare. It's happening. And government can't help themselves. They're on mad dog power trips. It's growing. Again, it's tripled. Federal government tripled in the last 7 years. and it's going to triple again. And new taxes, there's like five new taxes the last 2 years in Texas. I mean, it's the same all over the country. It's just they're coming. It's cancer. The country's got cancer, and it's not going to stop. And just get ready. Just get ready and get ready for absolute enslavement. You want to be slaves? Well, you're going to get it. Also, a new overdue home loans swamp effort to fix defaults from Bloomberg Financial. Beta testing carbon consciousness. What the new carbon taxes are going to mean to you here in the United States and worldwide. That is some of the news we have. But right now, as promised, let's go through your calls. Nick in Maryland, you're on the air first. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I was wondering about the – I read that article recently in the Asian Times about apparent rumors of the U.S. plans to bomb Iran. I think that they definitely want to, but I remember hearing rumors from NPR back in 2006 and other articles through 2007. How much truth do you think it holds?
Well, we're going to find out in the next 7-8 months how much it holds. I mean, that's a big question. Do you want to hold and hear my answer and then say more, or do you want to hear my answer?
I'd like to hear your answer, what you think about it.
Okay. Man, that's a huge issue. Let me put you on hold so we don't have the background noise while I answer the question, then I'll go back to you in a moment, sir. Let me try to be as simple as possible. The White House lied and took us to war with Afghanistan. They cooked that whole deal up, and I've got the evidence to prove it. It's come out. They cooked up the whole deal with Iraq. That, of course, has come out. The PNAC documents said they wanted to stage terror attacks and then hit this list of countries. Iraq is next on the list, then Syria, and then Iran, and they've done that. So they're in Iraq. Now they want Iran and Syria. They admit there's no WMDs. Plus, Israel's got 400 of them. I mean, since when can our government gave nukes to Pakistan, who's threatening their neighbors? But that's okay. That's balkanization. They do that to menace, I think, the United States, those that control us. It's not the U.S. that's doing this, but the corporate interests that control our government, the coup. What is a coup? Go look up the definition, but it's a small group that gets into key positions in government and then uses those positions to overthrow the rest of the government. And that's now what's happened, these big corporate interests to fully control our government. They use fronts to confuse us. They bring in every 4 to 8 years new puppets who take the blame for everything. They remove them like birdcage liner, put in a new liner, and then move the agenda down the field. And the public's fooled by it again and again. Now they know you're not being fooled, so they're putting in electronic fraud-driven machines. They're militarizing police, building FEMA camps, training the cops for riot patrol, training the military to go into domestic cities, admitting it, you know, in case you don't like it when they take your pension funds and your whole future and draft your kids. If you don't like it, they're going to kill you. You don't like them shooting your kid up full of mercury, they're going to SWAT team you. I mean, these people would have tried to leave with their kid. SWAT team would have come and killed them. When I say that, I'm not joking. This is Nazi deadly force. This is the end of liberty. This is going into hardcore tyranny. They're powerful sociopathic people. They've got all these PR firms and propaganda firms. They want war. They want power. They want control. And they're coming for everybody. And they've got a bunch of the yuppies and other people convinced they're part of the power system that they're not coming for them. I was listening to a local radio station last week driving into work, and they were saying, good, let's loot all the oil out of Iraq. I don't like paying $4 a gallon. Let's go rob them people. You know, just now the neocons are kind of getting honest about what they are. But see, low-level dumb neocons don't understand. They're schmucks. You're not going to be looting Iraq. You're not part of the multinational elite. This isn't America that's doing this. We're just fitting the bill. They get the spoils. You're going to get looted too, dummy. I mean, when they'll carry out siege for 17 years, 18 years against Iraq, kill more than 3 million of them, a million since the 5-year war, but 3 million total. And those are the real numbers. And misplace another 3 million. You think they care about you too, dummy? See, people think they're members of the establishment. They think they're members of the elite. And so now there's just this open evil of, yeah, let's just rob everybody. I want my oil prices to go down. Hey, dummy. The globalists went into Iraq and stated in white papers that it was to drive up oil prices by shutting off Iraqi oil. You hear neocons all the time go, we didn't go in there to get oil. If that was the case, we'd be selling oil. Well, no, actually, they first attacked Saddam, who was set up by the CIA and put in power, when he tried to pay off his bills and wouldn't accept a foreign central bank, you know, 30-something billion to the U.S. and others, because he was over-pumping in 1990, and gas prices were like 85 to 95 cents a gallon. And remember, it was in the news. Saddam's overpumping. OPEC's mad. Then the U.S. told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. He followed orders and did it. He was even on tape with April Gillespie because he wanted to make sure. He said, I'm going to invade them. And she said, we don't get involved. We know we were allies with you. They ordered him to attack Iran for 8 years. And then they set him up because they won't want any industrialized first world nation over there. This is three-dimensional high-level chess, folks, and you can't even play checkers. The general public doesn't even know that Iran's fighting al-Qaeda. The public believes they are al-Qaeda. You know, I said I'd take a lot of calls, but these are important issues. So we have two senators reported by the Asian Times saying that, yes, there is a plan to attack Iran before Bush leaves. When Bush was over in Israel a few weeks ago, high-level Israeli ministers reported in the Jerusalem Post and Israeli Army Radio reported that the U.S. will back an attack within the next 7 months, probably within August. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that. Just like the White House said they were going to attack Iraq in 2002, but it was really 2003. So I don't know what's going to happen. They got carriers over there, three of them, a couple other attack groups. The troops have been building up, not building down. They've been lying every month and saying that they found conventional Iranian weapons. Always turns out they're Russian or U.S. or Egyptian. They make some mortars and weapons. And then, you know, later there's a retraction. Okay, it wasn't. It was Russian. But Petraeus comes out and lies, knowing the general public doesn't really listen. I mean, how, you know, they laugh at you. Like they even write books laughing at you, going, these idiots don't even know we run al-Qaeda and that al-Qaeda's attacking Iran. And Iran just sits there taking it. Every week they blow up a mosque. Every week our special forces, and again I say ours, people that we call American, attack with al-Qaeda, blow up mosques, shoot cops, blow up school buses. The Iranian people are mad. They're saying attack, fight back. The Iranians have ordered their ships to basically stay in port so they don't get attacked like they did when they, you know, right after the last Gulf War, when they blew up a bunch of their battleships. And that's that psychology. I said, we blew them up. This isn't America that's doing this. And, yeah, you didn't know we've attacked Iran before. And so they're just standing down, attack, attack, all, dams being blown up, people being shot in mass. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to try to hurry. We get back Chris, Robert, Steve, Tony, Adam, many others. When we get back, we are going to go to your calls. Somehow I'll have to cut the answer short, but that's the bottom line on what's happening. We'll be right back.
My name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am, and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
There's a famous lady on the cooking channel, a chef, and she wore a scarf around her neck, which had been in style the last year. I've seen women wearing scarves. In a shoot they did. It looked nothing to do with Islam. And Michelle Malkin, who's married to a Rhodes Scholar, big globalist, she knows the manipulation, came out and had Dunkin' Donuts pull the TV ad saying it was an Islamic thing. Meanwhile, the United States is funding three separate al-Qaeda groups with the number three in al-Qaeda, the guy they say is number three, attacking and killing Iranians. But that's not an issue. See, that's like freedom fries and banning things from France. It's just mindless. It's base. It's meant for you to kind of halfway hear, yeah, she's wearing Muslim stuff. Duh. Ban things. Ban them. That's conservative. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch says the Democrats are going to sweep everything and he's going to become a Democrat now. Of course. They betray you with fake conservatism. See, conservatism is what this country's really based in. And what the average person wants when they're truly polled on issues. Liberty, self-sufficiency, low taxes. But then people see what George Bush conservatism is, senior or junior, and they say, well, I'm not a conservative. And then there's the Democrats with all the things they're going to do. It's only going to get worse. And then suddenly I'll be the darling of the mainline conservatives again. Suddenly you'll be calling in, I agree with you, Alex. Obama's really evil. Man, I love you, buddy. Kind of didn't like you on Bush, but I like you now. Hey, do you understand they control both? Do you understand they're destroying this country? What is it you don't understand here? I just tell the truth. Let me say it again. The criminals that run our government are running al-Qaeda publicly. They used them to attack Serbia, declassified public. They used them to attack the Russians, declassified public. They used them to overthrow Iran, declassified public. They use them over, and I mean in 53, not in 79, over and over and over again. Do you understand? The Ayatollah Khomeini, the evidence does show work for the CIA. They had him grab hostages to make Carter look bad. Then they gave him weapons. You got Ollie North admittedly flying cocaine around. You hail him as a conservative. He supports the drug war, busting people that use his product. You can't make this stuff up. It's always the opposite of what they tell you. They tell you it's left, it's right. They tell you it's up, it's down. They tell you it's black, it's white. But it's all in real government documents, in real reports, in real think tanks. They all laugh at us. They all have real discussions. It's mainline. I can have sitting CIA people on my radio show, former top analysts, section chiefs, and they go, yes, of course, absolutely, yes, we staged terror attacks. We did 9/11, absolutely. But then they know that I'm a minority show. By that, I'm a small show overall. And they know the average brainwashed person tuning in can't even understand what I'm saying. You understand that they said in policy reports they were going to shut off Iraqi oil and jack up prices? You understand they wanted that oil to stop flowing so it would artificially scarce, cost more, and the dollar's been devalued? Don't you understand that? That by letting less oil flow, they make more? Oh, it doesn't matter. The point is, folks, you better get informed fast. Don't even believe me. You just better find out you're getting conned and lied to every day in ways I can't believe. Our criminal government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, attacks Iran, murders their police, their citizens, their school children. Every week now. Thousands dead. And it's all over the foreign press. Iran suing the U.S. government for it. The U.S. government admits they're doing it. But then the news, I just can't believe it. I can't believe how obvious it all is. And then I'm not that smart. How do I know all this? And I'll be, you know, at some family event, and there'll be some uncle there, you know, makes $300,000 a year and is an insurance guru or whatever, you know, smart guy. And, you know, he just laughs, sure, they're running Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, look, it's right here, whitehouse.gov, press release. Sure. You know, it's just, will not listen, will not wake up, will not hear what I'm saying. I said I'd take calls. It's just, I want to warn people. Adam in St. Louis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to get your advice on something, but first I just want to say something that's interesting to me. Like, a couple years ago when I seen the movie A Scanner Darkly, like, they had, like, the characters in that movie, they went from their house to their stores, back to their house, and then, like, intersection cameras would follow their every move, and then they would have, like, Homeland Security people watching
on
monitors.
Yeah, I consulted on that film.
Yeah, I know. You're like a street prophet or something like that.
Yeah, I'm also in the film, but I also consulted on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie, and I urge all your listeners who haven't seen it to go out and watch it. But back when I was watching it in 06...
It's got Downey Jr. in it. It's got Keanu Reeves, Tommy. It just got someone. My good buddy Tommy Pilato was a producer on it.
Back in 06, I mean, I wasn't really informed that much, and I thought it was like some like scientific thing. But now, like 2 years later, There's like cameras on every intersection.
And they admit they're face scanning you and tracking you with microphones, listening to you, and reading your license plate.
Yeah, and then something that I want to get your advice on is, I mean, I'm a sophomore at a 4-year college for business. And I'm trying to better myself to get a better life for myself and my family. But like I've seen like the last year, especially like just like the propaganda and like all the subliminals that are in the textbooks and that the professors are spitting out. Like you go in there and he talks about evolution and like robotic, like microchips, and how he's pro-world government. And then I did a...
But then you turn the news on, and they say world government doesn't exist. Insane people talk about it. But then it's in all... They just had the North American Union government just met last week and had their parliament. And then that's admitted, but only in scholarly publications. Here, they just say doesn't exist.
Yeah, and then if you try to tell the average person about it, they're all too worried about either who they want, McCain or Clinton for president. But, I mean, they're both... I mean, they really don't matter. I mean,
it's a total diversion. So, what do you tell your professor when he wants world government?
I give comments all the time. I gave a speech on sodium fluoride for my public speaking class, and he gave me an F on it. But it was an excellent speech. I hit every point, and I mean,
yep. Where do you go to school again?
What?
Where do you go to school again?
I go to Kansas City, Missouri.
And this guy gave you an F because you went over the scientific evidence, which it's admitted that sodium fluoride attacks the brain?
Yeah, I told him he was drinking poison, and, like, I mean, I looked up, and the whole class was just, like, laughing at me. So, I mean, I continued anyway, but...
Oh, I know. They love it. I mean, thank you for the call. They love being slaves. It's all so funny. Ha, ha, ha.
They'll find out real fast. You see, we're a nation of schmucks. I mean, it's true. We were the smartest, most intelligent, hardworking, most inventive people. Not just Americans saying that about Americans. The French, the British, the Russians, the Japanese, they all wrote about us. They all came here 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago and wrote about us. But we are the children of spoiled brats. And so we're all trained just to be cynical and laugh at everything. He says, I'm in danger. He says the government's corrupt. I'm just going to laugh at him. I'm just going to deny that's happening because I don't want to have to do anything about it. And, I mean, let those idiots in that class laugh at you. Look, all colleges, unless it's an engineering class or something, is to train you to get into debt and train you how to submit to what they're saying and doing so that you never get out of debt, basically. And there's not even going to be any jobs here unless it's in Homeland Security. One-tenth of college grads now are going to be Homeland Security-related. So unless you're going to go be a thug, enforcer, spy master, you know, over your local slaves, there's no point in even going to college now. Most of the colleges, you know, in some cases, 95% of their funding and operations is owning assets and water districts and sports teams. And then only the schools, a very small percentage of it. See, the colleges aren't even colleges anymore. They're just fronts for money laundering operations. I mean, the corruption is past light years. I mean, it's so bad, it's going for infinity. They've come up with scams and frauds and things you can't even imagine. The governmental slash corporate economy is thousands of times bigger than all real assets. They've created walls of tsunamis of liquid fiat currency and liquidity, and now they want to force you to sell land. They want to force the final few assets that are owned by the middle class to themselves. See, it isn't free market. It's about getting you in debt, creating an economic fiat system where your country, your corporations, everything, it's just all imploded. Just get ready. I mean, it's unspeakable. We don't have time to take another call, do we? We'll go ahead and take one more here, and then we'll come back and take more. Let's talk to Chris in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, buddy?
I'm not too good, actually, seeing what's happening.
I hear you. First of all, let me say I'm a true patriot. I believe in the Constitution. I think we need to get back to sound money, the Bill of Rights. We've gotten way far away from that. And I've been listening to your talk show for a while now. I've watched several of your videos, and I check your website for articles almost on a daily basis. All right? You know, your website is beautiful. You've got streaming video on there. It's just gorgeous, and you've really spent a lot of money on that.
Well, I'm going to hold you over. What is your main point? I appreciate the compliments.
Well, my main point, I need about 2 minutes to speak. I know you like to interrupt people, but I really want to have something important to tell people. I was watching one of your videos, which featured you talking into the camera, and you were preaching about rising up and taking back the country and everything.
All right, we got a break. Okay, I know the ads have got to interrupt you, but that's just the way talk radio is. I actually have callers on longer than the average person does. We'll be right.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We're late by a couple of fishermen and the kids who were taken from the...
Thank you for listening to GCN.
On News Radio 590 KLBJ, Austin.
Gordon, a big fire at Universal Studios in Los Angeles. Fire Department spokesman Frank Reynoso says it began before dawn on a sound stage and involved at least one explosion.
We have a third alarm fire with the assistance of LA City and Burbank Fire Department. We have over 100 firefighters on scene.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton learns today if her hard campaigning in Puerto Rico pays off with a big win. The territory is holding its primary today, to be followed Tuesday by the last two Democratic primaries in Montana and South Dakota. She says the U.S. needs universal health care.
If we have a very, very large group of Americans who are all insured through this program I am proposing, you can get the price of drugs down because you've got bargaining power.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
When peanuts are kettle roasted, they're extra crunchy, like Planters kettle roasted peanuts. Here to explain, kettle expert Kilgore the Ogre.
First, you get kettle ready. Hey, where are my crunchy nutcracker?
It's right here.
Meshack Village.
No, it's over here. It's ready for your pal, the cannon.
Run away!
I guess it's all about the kettle roasting. Extra crunchy kettle roasted peanuts. New from Planters. Planters, instinctively good.
It's time to face the facts. There are over 3 billion people in China and India that are now buying cars and using gas. What do you think that means to gas prices? You could save on gas and earn extra money by working from home with the three-step plan home business system. Thousands of families are working from home and earning extra money with their own home business. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-897-0395.
There were two bombing incidents in Baghdad, including one involving a vehicle. Here's Kim Gamble.
A car bomb exploded near the Iranian embassy in a parking lot across the street from the diplomatic mission.
Iraqi police say at least two civilians were killed. Elsewhere in Baghdad, another car bomb killed a traffic cop at a busy intersection. And the U.S. embassy says an American soldier died in a roadside bombing. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson sees no quick fix for the high oil prices behind America's $4 a gallon gas. Paulson is in Qatar on the Persian Gulf and says supply and demand are to blame for the pricey crude. And a religious tolerance rally in Jakarta, Indonesia has ended in violence. Witnesses say Islamic hardliners attacked some 200 people with bamboo sticks shouting, "Repent or die." At least a dozen protesters are said to be hurt. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer at Turn to Help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas have swapped a prisoner for what's purported to be the remains of soldiers. Here's Mark Levy.
Israel deported a Lebanese Jew who served 6 years in prison after being convicted of espionage. Then Hezbollah returned a box with what it said were body parts of Israeli soldiers killed in the war 2 years ago. This could lead to bigger things.
The announcement was carried live on the group's Lebanese television station. The freed prisoner was born to a Jewish Lebanese mother and a Shiite father. He was in prison in Israel for 6 years. Space Shuttle Discovery is cruising toward the International Space Station. It's scheduled to dock tomorrow. The shuttle is carrying up a huge new addition for the orbiting outpost, a Japanese science lab. John Belmont witnessed the liftoff.
Discovery rolling over to give the seven Discovery astronauts a heads-up ride across the Atlantic and more than 200 miles into space to link up with the International Space Station. That will happen on Monday.
1,000 miles an hour.
And the study has found that adding a targeted cancer drug to standard chemotherapy helped advanced lung cancer patients live a month longer. The study is being presented today at a meeting in Chicago. Dr. David Johnson is with Vanderbilt University.
For those of us who are in this particular field, we find these data very encouraging and exciting, and gives us potentially another compound that we can incorporate in our therapeutic studies going forward.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, second hour. I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday, syndicated. Then I come in on Sundays with MS Communications and Genesis Communications. Then we do a syndicated two-hour abbreviated final edition as we look at the week past and the week coming up. I do have a lot of news I'm going to be covering later, but I wanted to take more calls earlier in the show. Also, we'll talk about moves nationwide to force you to take inoculations, so we'll be discussing that as well. But right now, we're taking your phone calls, and we were talking to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, I think, was building up to saying he disagreed with me. He was saying how much he liked me and how he liked the website, but when I say such and such, then we had to go to break. I'm guessing that's the point. If you disagree, sir, you don't have to preface it that you still like me. You can just come right in with you disagree with me. In fact, we don't screen your calls here unless every once in a while I say first-time callers only, and then if you're not a first-time caller, we hang up on you if I recognize you. I do that every few months, not very often. If you say you disagree, you go to the head of the line, though most people cheat and really don't disagree, and then just get to the head of the line. And I don't. Sometimes I think about suspending that long. I've been doing that for about 12 years. If you disagree, I think it's entertaining calls, and usually they're so ill-informed that it illustrates my point, and I can tear them up because I just go off the facts. So you're into football and baseball and acting tough, and I'm into actually learning how the world works. And it scares me how much I know because I don't know that much, but compared to other people, it's like it's just unbelievable how much I know. Let's go ahead and go back to Chris in South Carolina.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I can't go through 2 hours of prefaces or how I interrupt. You got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
When I was watching your speech against the tyranny of the elite, there was a gut feeling in me that something wasn't right. And let me explain that, because second, last week on CNN, they had a segment that featured the D.C. Madam scandal, and they said, you know, everybody on the blogs is talking about it and how, you know, it wasn't a suicide and everything. Well, they featured your website on CNN, and I was thinking, you know, that's basically an advertisement for Prison Planet. We know how the mainstream media works. If they don't want to call attention to the source, they just ignore it. And those things do not sit right with me, and I had to ask myself a question when you were talking to G. Edward Griffin, who is one of my heroes, by the way, just like I did. I want people to ask themselves a question. Do you feel empowered or do you feel disempowered after listening to Alex Jones? Do you feel as if the movement is making a difference, or do you feel panicked anxious, and cut off from thinking that anything can be done. And I think most people will come to the same conclusion I did. See, Alex, I don't know.
Hey, I'm going
to
put you on hold.
No.
Oh, I'll just let you go. How's that sound? I gave you about a minute and a half earlier. I just gave you about 2 minutes there, and that's not enough for you. Okay, now let me address just the false claim after false claim after false claim after false claim after innuendo and canards that you just threw out there. Okay? You sound like the agent calling into the show. You say you like G. Edward Griffin, but that I have him on, but that basically he's empowering people, but I'm not. I mean, that's basically what you're getting at. I bring G. Edward Griffin on, and he gets more members to his Freedom Force International than he gets in the previous year in one appearance on my show. Government agents don't have good people like G. Edward Griffin empowering people and exposing the private Federal Reserve on, and then say, here, raise lots of money for your group and get a bunch of people to join. Or bring Ron Paul on, who said that he got more support from my show than anyone else, and then empower a movement that's got the Trilateral Commission scared. This show is not about Alex Jones, number one. It's not about getting so obsessed with me that we sit here, you know, wondering about Alex Jones. The media has to respond to me at times. The media has to cover me sometimes. Not very much. I probably get on national television about three times a year. And generally, it's when they want a clip of some big guy I've got on, like Willie Nelson, saying 9/11 is an inside job, or Governor Ventura, and they will take a clip of that, and they've got to say where it came from. CNN or Fox will call up and say, we want that clip. What do you want? How much money do you want? And I say, I don't want any money. Just say AlexJonesInfoWars.com. And they say, thank you. We're going to fax something over. We need you to sign it. Boom, I sign it. Now, CNN called me, and the producers wanted to have me on a bunch of their shows, and they always called back and said, yeah, the higher-ups don't want you on. I actually had A.J. Hammer, who, by the way, knows it's an inside, well, I want to say that. Behind the scenes, I've talked to him. There are some good people at CNN and Fox and everywhere else. They're not all agents. It's the higher-ups. And they're fans of the show. They have me on a few times. It gets record ratings. And then I talk to their producers, and they go, yeah, we want you on, but the higher-ups, the execs above programming called and said, do not put him on anymore. And I've had TV execs call me and go, your Q scores are incredible on television. People just cannot stop looking at you. And I'm not saying I'm good looking. That's not what it is. It's kind of like Rodney Dangerfield. You can't stop looking at him. And he's an old fat guy. It's that people can't stop looking at me. I mean, it just TV execs have told me, and they've actually had my Q scores done at some companies without me even knowing, and later told me about it, very high. Very high. For some reason, my mannerisms, the way I look, the way I talk, and so they're like, man, we love having you on. Our ratings go out the roof. But then they get calls and say, don't have him on. So if you really want to get into all this, I can explain it to you. Yes, CNN attacked me and said that she didn't commit suicide and that I was basically wrong, was the whole part of the piece, and showed PrisonPlanet.com. And then played a clip, unless you're talking about another CNN I didn't know about, of my show. They call one day and ask to use it. They call the next and say, oh, we're not going to have you on Nancy Grace and this other show and this show and that show. But can we still use the clip? And I said, yeah, I told you. Leave me alone. Use the clip. And so, see, I've just burned about 5 minutes explaining this. Let me tell you something. Patriots tell you you are empowered. You have an effect. They work with others. But I am trying to scare you. I'm scared. I mean, I'm concerned. I am saying, I mean, is a buoy, when I'm out on Lake Travis with friends fishing, and I see a hazard buoy, do I go, how dare them try to scaremonger? No, there's a big submerged rock. You know, there's a cliff face sticking out 2 feet under the water that'll rip the bottom of your boat off. So they got a buoy saying hazard. And so I come on and go, this is serious. You know, that's why I've woken up more people than anybody else in this movement. Everybody says it. Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Jack McClan, they all say it. So judge a tree by its fruits. Am I effective? Yes. Do I break major stories and work my butt off? Yes. Am I trying to build a more effective organization? Yes. Am I perfect? No. But I mean, I wake up all these people, and I tell you you're empowered, and I empower all these other groups, and then you go, I got a bad feeling when CNN was reporting on you. Well, yeah, they called up and said, you want money? They always want to give you money at $500, $1,000. And then they always got to check back if they'll put your website up. I want my website covered. You're going to play my clip. So that's what that was, goofball. Oh, my gosh, I'm in league with him. If I was in league with him, it'd be Alex Jones, the phenomenon. Waking America up. He's a great guy. He's got millions of listeners. Instead, it's Nightline calling up wanting to do a huge hit piece on me, like they basically did on Scientologist, which I don't like and I'm not affiliated with. The point is it was the same MO, same producers. I had the guy that did the hit piece on Michael Jackson, did a hit piece for History Channel, spent millions attacking me. I mean, folks, let me give you a little cue. When CNN's saying Prison Planet's wrong, and when the guy that did the major piece on Michael Jackson sicked on me, and Nightline's begging to interview me for 6 months straight, and producing some huge hit piece, oh, yes, I'm bad. My God, is it going to take them blowing my head off in the street or planting drugs on me or IRSing my butt out of existence for you to think I... Look, stop sucking your thumb about Alex Jones and whether I'm good or not. You're good, supposedly. You go out and do a radio show. You take action. What a diversion. What a distraction. What a waste of time. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll get into a bunch of news, then your calls. I got to cover news now. Stay with us. It's huge. PrisonPlanet.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Said I wasn't going to take any more calls while I was done with news. Howard, Robert, Steve, Howard, Tim, Tony, Mark, and others. Because I've got all this news here in front of me, but when somebody disagrees, they go to the head of the line, and I just can't help it. On my screen, it says, I hate you, you suck, I disagree with everything you say, you lie about everything, nothing you say is true. Yeah, we don't screen your calls, but if you want to volunteer some hateful screed, you know, for me to know what it's about, we will certainly read that out on air. And so let's see if the person can contain themselves and not use profanity to where we have to delay them out, and it's not delayed on the Internet. We need to do something about that. We don't want to hurt the ears of the people online there. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in New York. Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, I said I disagree with you and I don't like you. I didn't say you suck or anything like that.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what they said you said.
All right, second.
You're on the air now, sir. Go ahead.
Give me 2 minutes to interrupt me, okay? Then you can say anything.
I know. You got to always act like you got the power and you're setting the ground rules. Sir, make your point or I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, I've read your website a few times, and I've listened to a few guests you had on. And I see all these articles you have on your website talking bad about Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ariel Sharon, and the like. And I feel, in my opinion, you're no better than George Galloway, no better than Ray McGovern, no better than Mel Gibson. In my opinion, I think you're an anti-Semite. And I just heard you say that Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. How do you know that? And if they did, they're the only civilized country in the Middle East, surrounded by a bunch of maniacs. Who
well, hold on. Them. This is all crazy here. Are you saying I'm lying about Israel having nukes?
Well, how do you know? Prove that.
Well, Mr. Morneau and a bunch of other people have come out, and Israel has admitted it in a bunch of declassified documents because the media has only lied in the U.S. and said they didn't have nukes all these years, but now it's admitted? I mean, it's admitted, sir. You're saying I'm lying about that?
Well, I have an article saying that.
Okay, hold on. You don't want to put me on hold. I accidentally hung up on him. Sir, call back in. We'll keep a line open for you. I missed the number there and hit the wrong button. Listen, I can't do this with you, okay? I mean, I can't be in this delusional world with you. I can't do it anymore. All right, brother? I can't live in an imaginary world anymore. I won't do it. See, most Americans think if something's your opinion, that makes it so. He said, I'd like to see your article. I'd like to see your proof of that. They've arrested a bunch of their scientists that worked at these labs. They've had nukes since the early 1960s. The United States gave it to them. They've got, of course, former President Jimmy Carter, and then Israel got mad and said he released classified info. They said it was true. A few weeks ago said, hey, you got 200 and something nukes. That's how much he knew when he was in office. It's 400. The real number is more like 800. If you want to get technical, it's 800. But the mainline scholarly amount admitted the last time stuff got leaked in the early 90s was 400. They got German Dolphin subs. They've got cruise missiles, bombers, everything. And so I say Israel's got 400 nukes, whether it's 200 or 900, whatever. They got hundreds of nuclear weapons. It's hypocritical to say that Iran's going to get one when the UN and everybody else says, and our own CIA assessment says they don't have nukes, to then say, well, they might get one someday, so we want to nuke them. They've said, hit them with a bunch of strategic nukes, which then, by the way, will add and create isotopes with a ground detonation, much dirtier than an atmospheric because then the atmosphere, it doesn't create a lot of fallout. The fallout's the combination of the reaction and the surrounding metals and compounds. You know what a little bit of cobalt will do? Just a little bit in the ground where that nuke goes off? I mean, let's say a little bit of cobalt in a machine at that base, and they have, by the way, cobalt and things there. You know, that, I mean, just hundreds of different metals create incredibly radioactive isotopes, and they want to hit them with hundreds of strategic nukes all over Iran at all their research sites, destroying their entire infrastructure. That will be thrown into the air and we'll breathe it. Okay? So as an American who pays all this tax money to Israel, and I don't like it going to Egypt, Israel, Russia, China, I don't like it going to hundreds of countries. I'm against all this foreign aid. And Ron Paul comes out and says, I'm against foreign aid and gets, I mean, how, why is it? Do people say I'm anti-Egyptian because I'm against them getting foreign aid? I mean, you ought to go look at all the Nazi sites that attack me because, I don't come out and say Jews are the devil. So, but at the same time, I don't appreciate, and that's why Israel's lost so much credibility, is calling former presidents and calling anybody that's against attacking Iran and any Semite, when, you know, both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps, and one of them crashed and almost died. The other was a gunner. One was a pilot, one was a gunner. And he never, until after he died, they didn't even, he just said, oh, I was in the Army, and then we found out he was in B-17s and a gunner going into Germany. How dare you, when I almost don't exist, because my grandfathers both almost died fighting Hitler. How dare you? I mean, now it's basically implied that America's Nazi Germany, and America's bad, and America has got a... And I'll tell you something, too. I don't like the fact that Israel's been caught spying on this country so much. And I don't like the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu's mother founded the Mossad. He's known to be a dual citizen. And he is known to be Homeland Security head. He wants to use Israeli companies, this is Reuters, to run domestic checkpoints and train our police to have domestic checkpoints in America violate my Fourth Amendment. I wouldn't like a Mexican company doing that, or a Russian company, or an Israeli company. And it's my right under the First Amendment to say that I don't like that, and how dare you, when I almost don't exist, both my grandfathers almost died, in the defense of this country in the air, and in the defense of the Jewish people, and the defense against Hitler, and you call here, and you go to a World War II veteran who fought for this country in the Pacific, like Jimmy Carter, and say he's an anti-Semite because it's on video, Israeli police shooting Palestinian children and laughing. That's wrong. And then when you defend that, you then make the entire Israeli uniform disgraced. Just like when our troops torture people, they disgrace our uniform. It's people like that disgracing Israel and disgracing this country, not people speaking out against it. I mean, is this country a politically correct cult or something? I mean, Ray McGovern was a top CIA analyst for George Bush Sr. and Ronald Reagan. He reported before we attacked there was no WMDs and that they falsify the reports. That's now all come out. Is Scott McClellan anti-Israel? I mean, can't we just say we don't want World War III? The mainstream media is reporting that if they attack Iran for at least a year, we will have $12 a gallon gas. You know what that'll do to the rest of the economy? I don't want to have nuclear fallout. I don't want to kill more Arabs and Central Asians. I don't want bad things to happen. This is incredible. I have my First Amendment right to say I don't want war, along with 80% of the American people. And 80% of the American people know they're not anti-Semitic. Frankly, I never even think about Israel or Jews or people until the media brings it up and says, if you don't support nuking Iran, you love Hitler. How dare you? My very existence was threatened. And many of you lost your grandfathers and people fighting Hitler, and then we get called that. That is outrageous. We'll be right back with more news, stuff that actually matters, not little mindless diversions. They're coming to forcibly inoculate you. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, during the break, I Googled nuclear weapons Israel. Thousands of Reuters, AP, Washington Post, universities, encyclopedias, but they're all anti-Semitic. They all hate Israel. So I thought I'd go to Haaretz for you, the third largest paper in Israel. And it goes on to say that of all places in the world, Jimmy Carter chose a book fair on the banks of the River Wye in Wales as a spot from which to put an official end to Israel's nuclear ambiguity. One cannot exaggerate the importance of the former American president's statement that Israel has 150 nuclear bombs. That's back when he was in office, they did. More than all these estimates and leaks about Israel's nuclear program over the past 5 decades, Carter's comments on Sunday gave official admission to Israel's status as a nuclear power. And it goes into Vanunu and all those, you know, they've arrested. James Weapons Quarterly, which is the Encyclopedia of Weapons, says they've got about 800. Israel's also got race-specific bioweapons that kill certain races. So does the U.S., so does South Africa, so do the Russians. That's stuff that kills certain groups of people. And Dick Cheney wrote, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, page 46, that they need to legitimize in the media killing certain races of people with bioweapons. I mean, my gosh, folks, I think it's time to be in reality. I didn't write that. The vice president did. And PNAC had their website up for 10 years. They just took it down last week and made news, but it's been cached by universities. That is saved. Heaven help us, folks. You know, I just covered the news here on this show, and that guy said, how do you know? How do you prove it? Why are you talking about something that's classified? Like, I'm lying, A, they've got weapons, or like, if he says I'm not allowed to say they have them, it doesn't. I mean, this is bizarre. This is bizarre. But that's just, I guess, what we've turned into in this country. I'll never forget a couple months ago, they had the White House press secretary. She's up there. And they say, is it true that most of the gas price increases are because the dollar's been devalued? Is it true the dollar's been devalued? And like four reporters asked her, we played the clip on the show, I think it was even the Sunday show, they kept saying, is it true? Is it true the dollar's been devalued? Is it true? Can the White House, because the media will never say, all the foreign press admits it, it's a set number on the world market every day in currency market trading. I mean, it's like asking what the top temperature was in your city a day. I mean, you can go look it up. It's like asking the temperature that ice freezes. It's like asking, you know, just anything. It's just absolute fact. But see, our media doesn't do that. They go, is it true they've got nukes? Can we say it? We're such lapdogs. Oh, is it true the dollar's been devalued? And she said, I can't answer that. I'll be fired if I tell you. I've been told not to tell you. And so the media said, well, we can't say whether the dollar's been devalued in world currency markets because the White House won't tell us. That's like saying, White House, how do I zip my pants? Can you do it for me? Is this a zipper? I mean, this is a nation of total zombies. I can't believe what we've turned into. But see, used to people didn't watch TV. They read newspapers 4 or 5 hours a day for entertainment. And even though that had a lot of propaganda in it 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, still, you know, there would be 10, 15 papers in a city the size of New York, or 4 or 5 in Dallas, or 5 or 6 in Houston, or 6 or 7 in Detroit. And they would compete and have different angles, and or you'd find out this paper was the establishment one, and this one was the muckraking. And not now. It's just, he said there's nukes. He's a liar. I bet that caller was really mad that I was pointing out our government is Al-Qaeda, runs Al-Qaeda publicly. You know, maybe I should pull up the White House press release from September last year where they said, yes, we are launching guerrilla groups in Iran 4 years after we reported it, and it's already been going on, and yes, they are killing and bombing. And they have generals on Fox saying, yeah, we need to blow things up and bomb people on the streets of Tehran. Who are those people? They're Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda! And I'm sorry it's coming out. I mean, you know what? How about I type into Google, Israel creates fake terror groups, and I'll be on Jerusalem Post and Haaretz and UPI and AP, but never made our news, never made the big nightly news about Anna Nicole Smith or OJ's new trial or whatever the new ridiculous diversion is. I mean, is Haaretz bad? Should I report that Israel created fake Al-Qaeda groups to bomb innocent Jews every time to end the peace process? I mean, is Haaretz anti-Israel? No. There's a lot of people in Israel that don't like what's happening. In fact, more than half in many of the polls, but the military government doesn't care. And they play this parliamentary game of never letting the people get control. Now, are there some real Arabs that want to stab and kill and shoot and bomb Israelis? Yes. Is it tribal warfare going on for thousands of years? I mean, those tribes have been killing each other for 3,000 years. They're all intermarried. They do their genotype. It's the same group. The Arabs and the Jews are killing each other. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're all cousins. Paul's looking at me with a quizzical look. What, you didn't know that the Arabs and the Jews are the same people? Yeah, it's just, yeah. No, I mean, I'm asking you. You have a question? Yeah, no. See, it goes back to Jacob. It's in the Old Testament, the Torah. Probably anti-Semitic to read the Bible. I know I'm evil. I'm sorry. You know, the Bible probably is, you know. And it says they're the same. Yeah. Abraham had one wife, and she couldn't get pregnant. And so then he went and took a concubine. And then that's, you know, they say that's the Arab lineage. Okay? And then yes, they did have multiple wives. And yes, that does come from, that's even pre-quote Israelite. But yeah, the whole region forever, people have had multiple wives. That's been phased out in Judaism. But yes, that's exactly right. Oh, my gosh. I'm some kind of thought criminal. It's kind of like Idiocracy. Have you seen that movie where if you can talk, they arrest you? You know, the guy says, I have rights, I have freedoms. And they go, he's talking like a criminal, or he's talking like a... And they come and arrest him. He's talking fancy. Taser him. He knows how to Google and read Herat saying Israel fakes terror attacks. Oh, my gosh, he doesn't like Israel. I'm not allowed to read out of Herat's. I'm bad because I don't want endless war and killing. You see, because I am for humanity, I want every African child to not be shot up with AIDS virus-laden vaccines and die, which they admit they've done. I want every Jewish child, whether they're Roman Jews or Ashkenazi, I don't care. I want everybody, whether they're German, whether they're from the Sudetenland or whether they're Alsatian. I want Mongolian Chinese to have good lives and their children to do well and to explore space together. See, I don't stoop to the tribal level. I'm sorry. All governments are corrupt and evil because evil people always want control. And yes, there are evil Germans. There are evil Chinese. There are evil British. There are evil Jews. But if you say with some people that Israel ever did wrong or ever did anything bad, even though their last couple of prime ministers had to step down because of bribery, well, ours do that too. You, the ADL, says you're a Hitler lover. And I'm sorry, I'm not the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the ADL that have given awards to Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger, who gave out Hitler records, Heil Hitler in front of people, Rolling Stone reported, said he admired Hitler and wanted to be a dictator, and wears Nazi belt buckles on the cover of Time magazine. And I frankly don't appreciate the fact that I've protested him and that I've protested the Klan and other groups, and that you have given a Nazi an award. I think that is something you need to explain. Very shameful. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'm going to cover this news that affects everybody and take your calls. Here it is in front of me. Worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Instead of having a real thought process, let's just have a chilling effect. Let's just say you're anti-government. Kind of like if you're against war, you're supposedly anti-Israel. And it says the government's going to try to force you to take shots, no consent, and that they'll give your children shots without your consent. Now, they're already claiming they have this power. They really don't. Now they're coming in with their fraud. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Totally packed blitz on the other side.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change, with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The birth of a baby should be one of the most exciting moments that a couple will ever experience. But an aggressive campaign to screen newborn infants turned that moment into a nightmare for one Indianapolis couple. It's a story that you'll see only on 24 Hour News 8. This is little Kate Ellis. She's healthy and normal, but her birth was traumatic for her parents. It started just minutes after little Kate was born.
A doctor walked in and told her that he was going to have to administer methadone.
Methadone for a newborn baby? New dad Mike Ellis was shocked and then worried about giving such a powerful drug to his daughter.
I knew methadone. I've heard in the past that that is for people that...
If you go to Infowars.com, you can see the whole five-minute newscast. I got so much, I don't have time to cover it all. I should have covered it the first. But what they do is, coast to coast, in your medical records, if you had wisdom teeth pulled while you were pregnant, they go ahead and take your kids. If you were in a car wreck and they put you on drugs, it didn't matter if you were on them at the time, they tested her, tested the baby, no drugs. They said, we don't care between your medical records, we're taking your child. And they've got quotas, and you know, the cops lie and say they don't have quotas for tickets, but that's come out, they do. These are public quotas, by law, for a certain amount of kids to seize every day. And anybody who goes to a hospital, they don't tell you that when they take your blood and stuff that it's run for the police. And in fact, a lot of drugs have false positives, and they look for hundreds of different things. And so a lot of times a false positive. Here they said no drugs. It just said that she'd taken some cordone, hydrocortisone, when she'd been in a car wreck early on in pregnancy. And he came in and said, we're going to give him this drug. And they said, why? And they said, we're taking your kid. And then, of course, the baby. I mean, this is who they are. You've been trained like domesticated animals to let the enemy just take your children. Now, you know all the media all over the country lies every year at the start of school and says it's the law, your child's got to be vaccinated. It's not the law. Total lie. D.C., District of Criminals, tried to pass a law a few years ago. They couldn't. Now the state of New York is trying to do it. England's trying to do it. Now they can't have it both ways. I know you believe their lie, most of you, that it's a law, you got to take shots. There isn't. Well, then why would they need a law if there is no law? You see, there is no law. They just kick you out of school and say you're truant, and then they come after you for that. It's a trick. But there's no law. You've got to have shots to be in school, so they commit a crime by kicking you out. Key story up on Infowars.net that's linked to all of these mainstream news articles. Up on Infowars.net, top story, worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Activist group calls for defense of right to exemption in New York State. A pending New York State Assembly bill dubbed the worst vaccine bill ever by one activist group would see all vaccine recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made mandatory for all children, including infants and toddlers. Assembly Bill 10942. So this is a forced medical procedure. And of course, the doors open then. Introduced at the, and this all started with eugenics. They used to sterilize you here without it, but that got thrown out decades ago. Introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of New York State Health Department, calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. See, when the con was working of lying and saying it was the law, I had the state attorney on from Maryland a few months ago. They had 1,500 kids lined up in St. George County crying, dogs barking at them, getting shots outside a courthouse. And I had him on. I said, but that wasn't a law. And he said, yeah, but it's best for them to, you know, take their shots and do it. But I said, but they all thought it was the law. And he goes, yeah, I know. I don't vaccinate my kids. Started laughing. It's real funny. It's so funny. So funny. Even if you're for these shots, is lying good? The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections. And again, the human papilloma shot, Gardasil, doesn't protect you from it. They admit. Go to Gardasil's website. It says, doesn't protect you from the cancer virus, but if you already have it, as about half the population does, then it does give you cancer, a 45% increase. Ha! But again, you won't believe me. You won't go read Gardasil's own website. Listen to this. This is hundreds. There's over 50-plus shots that they are going to force you to do. The group's press release highlights the key points of the bill, and I've read the bill. It says elected New York representatives would no longer determine the mandatory schedule of vaccines to attend school. Decisions made by the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice would automatically become mandatory. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP, whether you go to public school or not. All children in New York up to age 18 would be required to get annual flu shots. Good God. All girls in New York would be required to get a human papillomavirus shot. See, this is going to be the tyranny. The whole New World Order system is going to be SWAT teams coming with it. Notice the cops all over now without warrants or pulling you over, taking blood. It's about getting past that comfort zone. The cops don't know why they're doing it, but I've read the federal documents. It's the psychology of getting in your face, making you do all this, of getting in that comfort zone, of violating that Fourth Amendment. All junior high school children and college students will be required to get meningital shots, very dangerous. Doctors will be required to issue certificates for every shot given, and parents will be required to maintain the records, that's indentured servitude, violation of one of the amendments, and provide them to school and other authorities. And it just goes on, folks. You go read the bill. This is all over the country. They're trying to do this in the next legislative session of Texas. Now, all major vaccines for 50 years have been found to have cancer viruses in them. Cancer has gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. And I've had Dr. Salk play clips of him, the inventor of the polio shot, admitting hundreds of millions of Americans were given a cancer virus, millions died of cancer from it. But it doesn't stop there. And this is eugenics. This is done by design. The doctors don't know. It's compartmentalized. I have all the government documents. And they're coming. So you were going along with it, 90-plus percent of you. Now, like they have a cover on Time Magazine, if we don't inoculate everyone, diseases will spread. But wait a minute, if the shot protects you idiots that take it, then why would you need us to take it who aren't? See, that's another lie. They talk to you like you're kids. Oh, if you haven't had the vaccine, then, you know, that will spread it to people that have. But I thought the vaccine protects you. Do you know what's in these vaccines? Do you know they ordered 14 million first responders in 2002 to take smallpox, and only 4,000 did and 100-plus died? And so the other cops, firemen, emergency workers all refused it? So this is going to be pretty cute because they've now done emergency training for forced inoculation, admittedly. They got 26,000 preachers telling their flocks under federal payments secretly. They're telling the flocks publicly, but it's secret, and I broke that a year before it came out in the mainstream news, to tell them to take their shots and go to camps, but the cops giving the shots won't take it. Oh, yeah, baby, we're talking hardcore. Roll up your sleeve. Hitler was funded by this country, and he wanted to do all this through the shots as well. We got calls from Thailand, Germany, Indiana, Oregon, everywhere. You know, I'm going to rampage through your calls. Each caller gets about a minute. Folks, government didn't used to always be like this. Government isn't your God. They can't be your nanny and make you take shots. What's next? Under socialized health care, they're going to tell you what you can eat. Barack Obama's already said that. Tracking with your carbon footprint. You'll pay extra for meat, they're admitting. Tracking every purchase you make. I told you that 10 years ago. Now it's been announced. England's trying to pass it. I know what I'm talking about. I figured it out. We're under attack. We're all in great danger. And most people are compartmentalized and can't see it. Okay, caller from Thailand. Tim in Thailand, you're on the air. Go ahead. Howard in Thailand, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Howard. You're on the
what?
Air from Thailand.
Yeah, I I'm from Philadelphia originally. I've been here 2 years.
Okay, fine. You're in Thailand. Are you in Thailand?
Yes.
Okay, my board says Thailand. Go ahead.
Here's my question. Building number 7, what are the prevailing theories as to why they brought that down with a controlled demolition?
Yes.
You know why they did... We know why they did the Twin Towers. Why did they do Building 7?
CIA, FBI, the entire building was filled with spooks, every intelligence agency under the sun. There's 16 intelligence agencies. All 16 were in the building. Then Defense Intelligence, Army Intelligence, everything. We know they have the city command bunker. We believe they ran the attacks out of that building and then blew up the evidence. We believe they were probably either going to fly Flight 93 into the White House or into Building 7. And when the flight got shot down by the... Happy hooligans out of North Dakota who refused stand-down order and shot it down with two AIM-9 Sidewinders. I have that from one top general and from pilots. This is vitally dangerous info, by the way, folks. But they had to then go ahead and blow it.
Yeah, I've been curious about that because I looked at the various angles of the building, and it wouldn't be that easy to hit with a plane. There's not that much of it there.
Well, when you're doing something by fly-by-wire, they can fly those planes, you know, and hit an X if they want.
Well, if I got 30 seconds, let me tell you something. I'm a pilot. I'm a private pilot. On the day of 9/11, I got a friend called me up. He said, "Wake up, turn on your TV." The first thing I said to him when I saw the second plane hit was, "There is no way that that anybody without real skill flew those airplanes."
Yeah, I've interviewed combat vets, the former head of the Star Wars program, astronauts who are also top pilots, and they said that only about half the time could they, you know, execute what happened at the towers. And they said the Pentagon, maybe Chuck Yeager could have done it. Maybe Chuck Yeager.
That's a big maybe.
Yeah, maybe Chuck Yeager. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Okay, let's take a quick one here from Germany. Take us out of here, Sam from Deutschland. Sorry to the others. Hit me fast.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, Alex, first of all, I was want to call up and say, man, that was a funny comment on the anti-Semite deal. That's the typical answer, right? You know, if you don't go along with the program, you're anti-Semite.
Listen, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Out of time. See you back tomorrow, back next Sunday. God bless you all, InfoWars.com. It's the place to be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio.